Despite the economic doldrums for the computer industry, Dell keeps chugging along. In its latest earnings, the world's second biggest maker of personal computers posted a $500 million profit and projected record revenues for the next quarter. Jason Lopez reports.
Earlier this year, many experts predicted a turnaround in the PC industry, but it never materialized. Corporate financial scandals, the threat of terrorism, and unrest in the Middle East have been some of the factors causing businesses to hold off purchases of new PCs and software. It's been like a mantra. Corporate spending has dried up. But Dell Computer's latest earnings report for its May through July quarter seems to tell another story.
The PC market overall is not in the dire straits that some may have been predicting recently.
Kevin Hunt is an analyst with Thomas Wiesel Partners. He says the fact that Dell showed strong growth in the quarter wasn't the most important thing about its announcement.
It's more the raising the next quarter outlook. Obviously, they have the confidence to do that in what they're seeing. So they kind of continue to distance themselves from the pack, I would say.
Dell says revenues in its current August through September quarter should break a company record and come in at $8.9 billion. But the company's growth isn't just in personal computer sales. Yesterday, CEO Michael Dell said the computer maker will start building printers and handheld PCs, but he didn't say when. Experts say Dell could make a run at the leader in printers, Hewlett-Packard, by applying the same build-to-order methods it uses making computers. Harry McCracken, publisher of PC World magazine, says the secret to Dell's success is how it makes products.
It's more that they make a solid machine and have manufacturing efficiencies down to an art form so they can make it very quickly and get it out and not waste a lot of time or money.
Analysts say Dell's plans are far-reaching, everything from going after Apple's stronghold on the education market to making a play for the server market now controlled by Sun Microsystems. Many analysts doubt that Dell will be able to dominate those businesses as it has with PCs. Even so, the publisher of Red Herring magazine, Tony Perkins, recently said the high-tech world is slowly realizing it must Dellize or die. For NPR News, I'm Jason Lopez in San Francisco.